This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders and our EMTs, firefighters and police, the hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, thanks for all that you do. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can also check us out on our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Fauci, Mr. Woodward, President Trump, I'm still scratching my head, and you are too. Why on earth would you give him 18 hours of interviews to write a book?
Therein lies the $64,000 question. First of all, if you even bring up Bob Woodward, he should clearly know that things are not going to go well for you as a Republican or as a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that I can't think of a single advisor for Trump that would have approved this at least on 18 times that Trump and Woodward had a one-hour phone call, because it was 18 hours of recorded tape, right, of which Trump knew that he was being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might want to sit with him once. You might want to sit with him twice. But not 18 times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other fascinating thing is Lindsey Graham was one that had brokered the deal between Trump and Woodward. Now, I don't know whether that was for 18 phone calls, 18 hours. I don't know whether it was that there were some limitations to which Woodward may or may not have agreed to. I don't know what the scope of the deal was, but it looks like necessarily for Trump it was no limitations at all. You know, and based on the questions that an interview is asking you, you kind of know what direction things may go. And you can cut things off at any moment. So it isn't just so much about, I mean, the 18 hours of interview with Woodward didn't all include COVID and the pandemic. It's got everything from what they call pointless wars, immigration, law and order, you know, it's got all these things. And, you know, another one is that Trump revealed some details. I don't know just how much, because I haven't read the book, but he did include some details about a classified brand new nuclear weapon system that the United States has. That's just not cool.
Well, that's true. And the other thing is somehow or another, Dr. Fauci got caught up in this because he was quoted as saying some things in the book, and he didn't even say anything to Woodward, but some people revealed some information that he might have said. And Fauci said, and I quote, he questioned the accuracy of Bob Woodward's book because he said he does not recall at all the quotes that are attributed to him by others in the book.
I can't speak to that because I only know that, you know, Fauci supported and confirmed Trump's posture and positions and what he said and thought and all those kinds of things when it came to the pandemic. Beyond that, I don't know what, you know, Fauci may or may not have said in other platforms.
Well, that was the comment that he made, so I'm just going to stick to that. And I don't know what he's talking about because I haven't read the book.
I don't either.
Yeah, so there you go. Now, in the meantime, there was something else that came out yesterday, which was very interesting. The president came out and revealed his list of 20 jurists, people that he would like to see on the Supreme Court. That wasn't a bad idea. But then Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer says, we're not going to put these radical conservatives on there because it'll get rid of women's rights and the LGBTQ, is all going to be, you know, all that crap. He just showed a bunch of nonsense.
Well, he hasn't won so far when it comes to judges, and the Senate hasn't. So
he's not going to.
Well, not if he was reelected, that's true, and that we maintain power in the Senate.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally, 100% agree.
Now, I do, you know, I hope the three senators that are on that list are really just kind of gestures. We cannot afford to lose one, much less possibly up to three, and it wouldn't be that, but we can't afford to lose a senator at all.
Well, Ted Cruz, I'm not surprised with Ted Cruz. It's the second time he's been on that list, right?
No, it's the first.
Oh, I thought he was.
I'll tell you who's not on it, which is surprising, is Mike Lee.
Yeah. Yeah, and I heard he was being mentioned. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And then when we come back, I'm going to get into a big-time flub that Joe Biden made about the military. And if you haven't heard this one, you will in a minute. And then we'll move on to some other stuff. But Joe did it again, and he got a cue card to read the right stuff off of him, and he couldn't even do that.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, I am taking the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. And I'm telling you, they are really helping me greatly. Now, if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. Trot on over to the website, balanceofnature.com. Take a look at all the wellness products that they've got there, especially the fruits and veggie capsules they've got. Because for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. All you have to do is go to balanceofnature.com and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, to start feeling better, like I have, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, and you'll feel a whole heck of a lot better, too. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
I got to mention this simply because of the fact that Joe Biden was standing there with a cue card, and he could have said the correct numbers, but he didn't, and I don't know why, but we'll get into that in a minute. Now, Joe Biden yesterday made the statement, military COVID infected, 118,984. Wrong. He also made the other statement, military COVID deaths, 6,114. Wrong. In fact, Biden grossly inflated the number of military service members who have died from coronavirus. The official number of U.S. service members that have died from COVID-19 is 7. How do you get 6,114 out of 7 when you're looking at the number in front of you on a cue card?
That's a rhetorical question.
Right? I know, but it's it. Well, again, we had this discussion.
Look, here's if you listen to what Camilla is saying to the press, whether it's face to face or you know in some kind of recorded blah blah blah. Same thing with Biden. Or if you listen to any of their TV campaign ads. I would argue here at this point they ought to go to signing statements. Signing statements means that you sign this affidavit that everything that you are saying is factual, validated, verified, checked, everything else. You know, that you're certifying that, before you run the ad. Now, they won't do that because that's not the way campaigns work. But I've watched five or six of these things here in the last 5 or 6 days, and I'm about to just blow a cork. So what do? I put the TV on mute because I can't listen to it.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, the other thing is that with the military plus their families, the dependents, the Department of Defense employees, the defense contractors, were just about 60,000 in terms of the people that have been infected with COVID, not 118,984. So again, that's another number that he made up, but it's just, I mean, I'm to the point to where I believe Biden is a pathological liar.
Well, and so if it's not a rule or whatever, then, you know, people should, including media, and if you're not media and you're just a person listening, yell out, will you sign a statement to that as being truth and fact to you know, Biden or Kamala Harris and see what they have to say.
Good. Good. Okay. I'm with you on that one. All right. Well, let's see. We got major trouble headed our way for the next 55 days or so. I believe America's in for a rocky couple of months leading up to the election day and probably weeks after the votes are counted, and it's foolish to believe otherwise. If Donald Trump wins, and I believe he will, we're going to have quite a mess going on in the streets. They're going to get out there and tear it up, and it's just the way it's going to be because these people, they just, that's their way of doing what they're doing to try to raise attention to whatever it is they're trying to raise attention to.
Look, I believe in my heart of hearts what we are seeing in some areas of the country, and there's more than what the media is just showing you.
Right.
You know, Tulsa will have issues. Atlanta still has issues. I mean, these things are still going on, just that media, some media are showing you the worst of the worst. But this is really a dress rehearsal. It's not going to let up between now and November 3rd or beyond that.
Yep.
Because let's also not forget that in many cases, Black Lives Matter and Antifa also want the Democrat politicians to resign.
They do. You're right.
So, I mean, if anybody knows anything about Mao Zedong, he destroyed China to keep control of China.
Mm-hmm.
He was happy to get, you know, get rid of all the things that, you know, made China China, which is, you know, break down the system, which is precisely what is happening here. And not only are they doing it, they're telling us that.
Correct.
So, you know, these kids, young people, they're Maoists. Call me Antifa. I'm now calling them Maoists because that's what they're doing. Same thing.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. Hi, Denise.
Hey.
Hi. I just wanted to, going back just a little bit in the segment about Joe Biden being a pathological liar, this is a well easily, I mean super easily proven statement. Because when he ran for president before, and I've called Captain about this before, there's video of him saying, you know, like he graduated in the top of his class.
Oh, yeah.
Did all these other things. And, I mean, all we need to do is run those ads nonstop to show when he ran for president before how he was disqualified because he's just an absolute pathological liar. We don't need any current stuff, even though it's abundantly out there. But there's all kinds of past stuff, and we need to push that. God, please, somebody, tell the people that are running these, you know, super PACs.
All right.
Super PACs.
Okay.
They are.
Run these.
Yeah, some of them are, Sean. Some of them are.
All right. Thank God.
All right. Yep.
I'm just fed up with
okay.
this crap.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
now, the thing of it is, Denise. Go ahead.
Timing is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be spending a whole bunch of money right now if I were the Trump campaign or the political action committees on TV ads. Mostly because what is running today will be forgotten about when you get into the end of October and early November, okay? I might be running maybe one a day just to kind of keep stuff out there in. And I wouldn't be running them necessarily on cable news. I'd be running them on, network TV.
Right.
But I would go after things hard and heavy at the middle to end of October. So I'd be saving, you know, a lot of my money, to do bulk buys.
Well, when's the first debate? Isn't it the last of September, the 29th or something like that?
Yeah, and what kind of material is that going to give us?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say just slow down.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I agree. I totally agree with you on that one because I believe...
I mean, you're talking about the lies already from Biden and whatnot. Consider the gas and the mistakes and the lies and the blah, 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 blahs that will happen during the debate.
Yeah, because he's going to want to run his mouth even more and sound like he really knows what he's talking about when we all know he
yeah, he wants to yell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they did get him yelling this week, didn't they, yesterday?
Yes, yes.
Yep, that's what they wanted to do, and they got him doing it. Okay, back to, let's see, where is it here? Nearly 1,000 police chiefs, deputy chiefs, assistant chiefs, captains, lieutenants, and sergeants have retired from police departments across America since Antifa and the BLM riots started up. That's really sad. That's really sad.
Well, but it also means that the force is not merely about Black Lives Matter and Antifa. It's also about the mayor and the governorship and the district attorneys.
Yep, and we got to talk about the district attorney the next time we speak because that's the position that people need to pay close attention to. I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And think about that for a minute. George Soros spent a whole bunch of money giving it to Democratic candidates that were running for district attorney to get those people in there with their way of doing things. And now we got what we got.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's a new book out due on the 15th of the month from Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward.
It's just another political hit job.
President Trump is defending himself after the book revealed he spoke privately about the severity of the coronavirus while downplaying it to the public. Woodward writes, the president said in February that the virus was more deadly than the flu, but publicly he said the virus was no worse than the flu. Woodward says in March, the president told him he deliberately played down the threat to avoid a panic. Reporters questioned the president on why he didn't come clean. He said,
the last thing we can show is panic or excitement or fear.
Democratic opponent Joe Biden says the president flatly lied to the public.
It was a life and death betrayal of the American people.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment for this hour, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, next hour, I'll have in studio Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. He'll be here to take your questions, and if you have any questions, feel free to call us or send me an email, and we'll get right to it. But in the meantime, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, and the other one is down here in my backyard, Tampa Bay. Now, I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay from where I'm at, and you can also find them online at naa.edu, but I would strongly suggest that you give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take a tour of their facility and see what they have to offer. And we'll get into all of that with Bo in the next hour. Now, an American soldier was wounded in Somalia after being targeted in a car bomb and a mortar fire attack. The military said that the attack was apparently carried out by Al-Shabaab terrorists. Now, the U.S. Service member is in stable condition and receiving treatment for injuries that are not assessed to be life-threatening, thank God. Air Force Colonel Chris Carnes said that the Al-Shabaab terrorist was killed in the attack that did this. Others got away. The U.S. service member was able to take the bad guy out. And, of course, this was the U.S. Africa Command, AFRICOM, that was issuing the statement. Now, the attack also killed three Somali Special Forces soldiers and wounded another. The attack happened outside one of the Somali bases in the village of Jani Abdallah, some 37 miles from the port city of Kamashu in Jubaland, the state's administrative capital. Now, hundreds of people were rescued from wildfires in California and Oregon over the past several days. 25 separate wildfires that are currently burning across those states and torching property and stranding fleeing citizens in different places. Now, firefighters called the California National Guard and United States Navy. Their helicopters flew in. They wore night vision goggles because the smoke was so thick. That's all they could wear to be able to see, to touch down, to get these people out. This was hit or miss in a lot of cases. The major location where over 200 people were trapped was the Creek Fire. That fire became rampant. The winds were blowing it around, trapped the people, and they were able to get them all out. Thank God for small favors, because that could have been a real mess. Now, the United States is calling for cooler heads as the Indian troops from India and China along their disputed border have been going back and forth for the past couple of months. Now, the two sides have come very close to open warfare in a mountainous area west of the Ladakh region. They've been exchanging gunfire on a regular basis, but now an Indian lawmaker has accused the Chinese of kidnapping five civilians from the area. That's not smart, nor is it good, because all it's going to do is inflame things even more. So we'll see what happens. Now, the Republic of Palau has asked the Pentagon to build ports, bases, and airfields on its island nation, offering a boost to the U.S. military expansion plans in Asia as Washington aims to counter China by putting in more military bases and more personnel in the region. Now, more than a million military members earning $8,666.66 or less per month will see their paychecks increase by 6.2% of their basic pay, beginning with the mid-September paycheck. But get ready for the bite out of your paycheck when you have to pay it back starting in January. By the way, Northrop Grumman has captured a $13.3 billion award for the Ground-Based Strategic Deterrent Competition and will build the Air Force's next-generation intercontinental ballistic missiles, according to an announcement made yesterday. Now, the missing USS Nimitz, the aircraft carrier sailor, who they believe fell off the carrier deck, has been called off and rescue operations in the North Arabian Sea for the sailor have been stopped. So he will be missing, presumed drowned, at sea. And General James McConville, the Army Chief of Staff, said in an interview that they take their jobs very seriously, and the modernization of the military, as well as the streamlining, continues to move ahead, full speed ahead. By the way, B-52 Stratofortress bombers supporting U.S. African Command troops began flying alongside fighters from allies in North Africa Monday in a series of interoperational training missions. Also, U.S. and NATO warships are exercising off Russia's Arctic coast, and American destroyers holding naval exercises with Norwegian and British frigates just 115 miles off Russia's Arctic coastline, capping 2 weeks of U.S. and Russia maneuvering in the skies above Europe and the waters close to key terrain. Now, a U.S. soldier and a civilian cook who pleaded guilty to robbing an Okinawa currency exchange of nearly $65,000 at gunpoint last spring were sentenced to prison terms with labor Tuesday by a panel of three Japanese judges. Also, the number of new coronavirus cases in Japan's capital city spiked again Tuesday, while the U.S. military tallied four new infections over the long Labor Day weekend. That was it. The U.S. military, by the way, has opened the beauty salon, bar, and main reception recreation area and other quality-of-life facilities at Camp Ladamier in Djibouti nearly 6 months after they were closed amid concerns about a rise in coronavirus cases in the East African country. And at least 37 million people now have been displaced by America's war on terror since September 11, 2001. That coming from a new report, and the New York Times is reporting that. Now, China has announced another naval exercise, as observers predicted, that its increasing military capabilities would see an increase in U.S. surveillance flights. And they are right. That's indeed what's taking place. By the way, Air Force General John Hyten, who happens to be the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, shared a glimpse into his own personal struggles with mental health in a video, encouraging service members to seek help themselves when they have a problem. And kudos to the general for stepping up with that one. By the way, Arlington National Cemetery has reopened again after a six-month shutdown due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and that's a good thing that they're open. Most of its visited sites, such as the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, though, will remain off-limits. But the cemetery itself is open, and that's a good thing. By the way, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced and set up a floor vote for a leaner Republican coronavirus relief bill. That'll be today. They're going to do a test vote. But it does not contain the billions of dollars the defense industry had sought to defuse the economic impact of the pandemic. So they're going a little bit light in the pocketbook. But we'll see what happens as that test vote's coming today in the Senate. All right, we'll be back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch marches on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's Donna Fiducia, and she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And she and her husband, Don, run the Double D Ranch up there. It's a horse ranch. They're up there right about now in the horse barn getting things done, listening to us. We appreciate them very much doing that. And by the way, they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows, and they're back and bigger and better than ever. They'll be back Saturday and Sunday this weekend at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds, and I'll be there Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by, say howdy, howdy. I'll have some free stuff to give out. I'll have some of those buttons that everybody's been wanting to have, and there you go with that one. But Saturday, 9 to 2. Now, the show will be open 9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday. And at 2 o'clock on Saturday, they'll have their concealed carry class, 1 p.m. on Sunday. You can shop the most modern, up-to-date guns, tactical equipment, as well as private collections. And they've got everything military hardware there, military surplus items, fishing poles, bows and arrows, camping stuff, all sorts of things there. TwoGuysShows.com, the website, Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows at Port Charlotte, the Charlotte County Fairgrounds on Saturday and Sunday. And we look forward to seeing you there. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We got a big fight that's making national news here down here in Sarasota, the Kissing Sailor statue. You know where it is, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yep, and people want it moved. They want it out of there. They want it anywhere but there for whatever stupid reason. And our congressman down there, Vern Buchanan, is saying, nope, not so fast. It's not going anywhere. It's where it needs to be, where the people can see it. It's an honor to the greatest generation, and quit messing with the people that fought in that war.
What is the debate right now?
They want it out. They want it out of the park. They don't want it in the park. They want to put their Black Lives Matter art in there and all their fancy-dancy stuff that's in there that's got anything.
So who's they?
The they is the liberals in Sarasota.
I know that there's a plethora.
There's a peace council. There's a peace council involved in all that stuff.
A peace council. Okay, how do they get control of the park?
They didn't. It's Sarasota City Government.
So they're, I'm trying to figure out who's caving. I mean, that statue's been
the government.
For
the
years.
Government, because they're threatening them, protesting and doing all that sort of stuff. There's all kinds of crap going on here. All right. But in the meantime, Congressman Vern Buchanan has stepped in and said, nope, not on my watch.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what's going to happen. Let me tell you one thing that Sarasota's got a lot of bad art.
oh, yeah, I know. Just go down to the park, you'll find it.
Oh, I got a lot of. I mean, I don't know who decides what's going on, but it's Sarasota's not the only place. I mean, this country is filled with bad art. You know what I say about artwork? If I can do it, it's not good.
Yeah. And by the way, good morning to George the Godfather chiming in this morning. How you doing there, George? Hope you're having a great day. All right. Well, we got a lot of interesting financial news to talk about here. First of all, we're seeing the largest decrease in unemployment ever recorded since unemployment was first tallied. How about them numbers?
I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, we want to continue to see the numbers improve. We do, but again, I'm telling you right now that we are going to hit a wall in many areas of the country unless we get things opened up. That's just the reality of the situation.
You're right.
We continue to open up. In New York and LCSH, again, they're flip-flopping all over the place because I think they're scared now. There was a multi-billion-dollar lawsuit filed against Cuomo. They said they're going to open up restaurants in New York City at 25% capacity. Now,
oh,
I don't know of a restaurant that can make money at 25% capacity. I've spoken with many of my clients, the restaurateurs out there. It's not possible.
Let me ask you a question. That's inside capacity, right?
Yeah, but the outside capacity is not going to be lasting much longer. This is not Florida up here.
Because of the weather, I know. Because of the weather, yeah.
It's going to get cold, and you're not going to be able to keep it going. It's not.
Okay. Well, there is some good news to report about jobs, though, because UPS has come out and said they're going to hire 100,000, starting right now, they're going to hire 100,000 seasonal workers for the holiday rush, and Amazon is going to hire another 33,000 workers.
I mean, that's great. I'm glad to see that. And are these just seasonal, though, or are they permanent?
They're seasonal so far.
Okay. But again, we're not going to have as many seasonal workers, that are going to be in the malls, I don't think, like we're used to seeing. They actually opened up some of the malls that are inside of New York, and they've been dead. Nobody's going. There's certain areas that are down. So I don't know if that's just going to be a change. I do think people are going to want to get out and shop at some point in time. I do. So I don't know how long that's going to last.
Have you heard the latest about Walmart?
What is the latest?
Walmart has entered into the drone delivery wars. They are seeking a permit from the FAA, just like Amazon got, to do the same thing, deliver products with drones.
Oh, boy. Let me tell you this. I see drones flying over my house. I'm going to go skeet shooting. I don't think I'm going to get used to that. We're going to see how that works out. Let me tell you something about deliveries, especially during the pandemic. I can't tell you how many deliveries came to my house that weren't mine. And I call up and I'm like, this is not mine. This is not mine. This is not mine. And during the whole pandemic, like, oh, well, we can't take it back anyway. Like, what do you want me to do with it? I mean, it was just on a constant basis. I wonder if that's going to continue to be the case.
Good question, right?
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know if you heard this or not, but apparently the mortgage demand to buy homes has surged 40% from last year, and last month alone it went up some 5%.
Well, you're also looking at many people moving out of apartments in cities. The August, the amount of apartments that are listed that are open in New York is, or you're talking ridiculous numbers right now. People just out. They want out of these areas, and mortgage rates are at lows that I've never seen, you've never seen, and people are going out and buying homes.
Right. And, of course, new homes, by the way, are selling again. They've had to lower the price on some of the new homes from $200,000 or thereabouts on down to around $150,000, but they're selling.
Well, I mean, listen, you know, Florida is booming. There's no doubt about it. I do think, kind of, you know, again, I follow certain markets when it comes to real estate. Actually, Miami is down. There's just a lot of inventory down in the Miami area. Tampa is just booming. Prices are just through the roof there.
You ought to see the building in Tampa.
Oh, I know. I know all about it. Even the existing homes. You go around Hyde Park and South Tampa, and it's just booming like crazy.
Now, the funny part is we got the Super Bowl coming. You know that, right?
Hopefully.
I wonder if they're going to have people in the Super Bowl, because if they don't, why even have it?
Well, some of the teams are allowing people, even college this weekend. Some of the colleges are allowing people to come in. They're not living their lives in fear, and thank God.
15,000, somewhere thereabouts is what the number seems to be.
Listen, it's going to continue. People are getting fed up. They really are. They're getting fed up with the shutdowns and the lockdowns. This is anecdotal. This has to do with my kids. They just told us yesterday that, guess what, there's not going to be any football for our kids here in New York. They're supposedly going to be moving it into the spring of next year. These kids need to be out doing things. Parents are beside themselves. They're just like, this is absolutely insane.
Well,
that people want to move. They want to get out.
Our high school football starts in about another week or so. I think it's next week it starts, or the week after, no longer than that.
Yeah.
No later than that. And finally, nearly 1,000 police chiefs, deputy chiefs, captains, lieutenants, and sergeants have retired from police departments across America since Antifa and the BLM riots started up. Very, very sad scenario.
I think that many of these police officers will find a home somewhere else. Probably what's going to happen.
Some of them are coming south and they're being hired down here.
Yeah. So, I mean, why wouldn't they? It's the right move.
Yep.
It's the right move. They don't, you're a persona non grata in certain areas of the country. Why stay? Why stay? Why? They don't want you there. They want to, you're not going to be empowered to do your job. What's the point?
Okay, here comes the music. We'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Friday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Have a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go there, check him out, and check out his weekend show. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.